You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to tonight's live show. I actually am going to do something right now. I'm going to stand up and shake the hand of a man who's been a friend of mine for a long, long time, Keith Alexander the Great. I love this man. Keith, we have made it big together. This show has made it big thanks to the audience that is out there. And you know, I've been considered donning the sunglasses and the baseball cap this globe piece. Lest we be recognized on the streets of Memphis. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, don't take for granted what we have been able to do together with you, our dear and beloved listening audience. There is not another voice in the movement that has done what we've done. There are other voices in the movement that have done things we haven't done, but there is no voice in the movement that has made such inroads into the mainstream media that we could be invited to the Republican National Convention, as we were last year, credentialed to the Trump campaign, access to the guests that we've been had access to for all of these years. I mean, the Donald Trump Jr. interview was one, but there's been so many that we've gotten that nobody else could have gotten on this side, at least not yet. Setting front row for the inauguration? Come on, people. That's the political cesspool. The political cesspool is so unique because at once we are one of the most venerable, certainly the longest lasting media entity, the longest running media entity in the pro-white sphere, and certainly one of the most well-known and powerful, but at the same time, underrated. I think we've been doing this for so long, Keith, that sometimes people get accustomed to the success. Never get accustomed to what we've been able to do together, ladies and gentlemen, because you've made it possible. The credibility, the legitimacy, the guests, the access, the events that we take you to, we are as close to the mainstream as anyone in the alt-right is. And we've done it together for 13 years, and we love you. And for those of you who contributed $100 or more in the second quarter fundraising drive last month, you should by now have in your mailbox a special gift from us. So check it out. If you haven't checked the mail today, it should be there by now. If not, certainly by Monday, if you're in the continental United States for the international donors, maybe a few more days. But Keith, we did it together. We did it. Me, you, Eddie, Winston, Bill Rowland, Scoop, Art Frith, Sam Bushman, and the others that have come and gone in our cast and crew for over the years. Folks, I just want to thank you. And we're sitting here on another crest right now. You've heard the first hour. We're going to get off that and cover other topics this hour. But I'm always remiss if I don't take a moment during each show and give credit where credit is due. None of this is possible without you, the listener. God bless you. We love you, Keith.
Well, I think we have a symbiotic relationship going here. We were alt-right before the term was even thought of. We came up with a totally original radio program. Well, you and Bill Rowland and Winston.
Well, you were there. Hey, you're being modest. You were there within the first couple of years. You were very nearly on the ground floor. And the only reason you weren't there on day one is because we hadn't met yet.
But what we've done on this, and by the way, you're Batman, I'm Robin at the best. You know, I mean, I'm one of several Robins.
I wouldn't say that.
But what we have in this show is something that is being imitated by a lot of others currently. But this is the original, and this continues to gain momentum and gain the spotlight and gain the attention of the national news media. We're the radio show they love to hate, and quite frankly, We wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, Jerry, there's no other radio show on the AM airwaves that the White House has to answer for. And we're not saying that to be braggadocious. We're saying that because it's a fact. And the fact is, once again, the listeners made that possible because we wouldn't be here without their support.
And the influence that the alt-right has and that we have was accentuated by Trump's come-from-behind, coming-out-of-nowhere victory last fall. This is, you know, the power of the people, and we are the voice of the people in so many ways, James. I think that has been proven. That's why we continue to garner all this attention.
Well, we said in one of the commercial breaks, I'll tell you folks, one of the things I want to do, so help me God, is to somehow put on video what you can't see, and that is us interacting in the commercial breaks where we really let our hair down. We have to remember that we're FCC sanctioned while we're on the air. And we have more fun in the commercial breaks than in those extended breaks at the top of each hour where we go to the news, that 7 or 8 minutes. I mean, that's the highlight of our time together every Saturday night. And Keith and I were just talking about rockabilly versus doo-wop in the last extended break, Johnny Rivers and some of these other people. But I wish you could have seen that. But we also had a conversation in one of the commercial breaks that followed up with something we had covered in the show in the first hour. When did Donald Trump know who we were? Did they know in advance? Did they know afterward? The point is this, and I think at some level they knew. I do think at some level they knew. If they didn't know, it was the most uncanny alignment of stars that could have ever occurred. So I think that they knew, whether they knew when they credentialed us or whether they stumbled into that interview. Nevertheless, I bet you money, deep down in their hearts and souls, they are glad it happened, because we know what happened after that interview. Donald Trump became elected president.
And furthermore,
we don't know what would have happened had it not been, not for that interview. I'm not saying we're powerful enough to move the needle in a presidential election. We're not. I think we played a role in it. And certainly all of that media attention that interview got and other things certainly factored in. But we know what happened the way everything played out.
Well,
if it had gone
differently,
it could have ended differently.
Everything that you predicted in that interview came to pass. It's like Lord North's famous comment regarding the run-up to the American Revolution. He said, "What all the wise men predicted has failed to materialize, and what all the damn fools said has come to pass." Well, you know, you said that Trump would gain the white working-class vote in an unprecedented way and win the election as a result, and furthermore, that he would get more black votes than either Mitt Romney or John McCain. Bingo, 100% on both of those.
And by the way, if you haven't listened to that interview in a while, the one that's back in the news again this week, we will play it for you next week. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it in our archives, of course, or on the archives of Sam Bushman's show even. But Donald Trump Jr. not only agreed with, but doubled down on everything that we said.
And
he loved that interview.
He loved that interview. If it, you know, he may not have known who he was giving it with.
Somebody did, because they booked him on our specific show.
But I can tell you this, we knew a heck of a lot more than all the talking heads at Fox News. That's for darn sure.
And that's why you should have your own show on Fox News. Hey, we'll be right back. We are going to shift gears. I didn't even intend to do that segment. But hey, it's live radio, so you never know what you're going to get. But we are going to give you a couple of different stories this next hour. James Woods is in the news. Our favorite actor. We'll tell you what's going on next.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's going to have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill, or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us, too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, we're always a little more charismatic when we get to talk about ourselves all night, but I guess work should intrude now. Okay, Keith, so there was a picture that made the rounds this week, and we certainly made comment of it on our Twitter, which if you're not following us, ladies and gentlemen, you should, because we have a good time on Twitter. Now, we post the articles we need you to read, the full-length articles at our website every week, articles that we will cover or involve us at thepoliticalcesspool.org. So that's our internet headquarters. But my Twitter account, or the Twitter account for the show, keeps you in touch on all the little tidbits that don't warrant a full article. So check it out, at James Edwards TPC, at James Edwards TPC on Twitter. Well, James Woods, I always liked him as an actor, even before he became a right-wing zealot. And he retweeted a picture with a little caption to it. And so this picture is a man, a woman, and a child, presumably a husband, a wife, and a son. And the woman in the picture is holding a poster that reads, "I love my gender creative son." The man in the picture, if you can call him that, is wearing a t-shirt that says, "I stand on the right side of history," also holding a poster that reads, "My son wears dresses and makeup, get over it." And then it has this little boy in the middle holding the queer flag with some sort of a so-called pride t-shirt. So you can be proud to be a degenerate, but don't you dare be proud of being
heterosexual.
There you go. Or white or Christian or anything worth being proud of. And he's wearing makeup and got lipstick on. James Woods tweets, "So sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of you dismembered into a freezer in the garage." Well, thank you, James Woods, for speaking truth to power. And James Woods came under heavy fire for that, Keith, as you might expect, and he didn't recant at all. In fact, he doubled down, saying how disgusting it was that so-called parents would use their child as a social justice warrior sock puppet.
I need some research on this.
You've seen this picture.
I want to see if that's really a family and that's an authentic instead of
three actors.
Three actors that have been hired by the LGBT coalition or something.
Let's assume it's at face value. If it is at face value, let's just cut to the chase. This is child abuse. It's child abuse. It's perverted. It's sickening.
Well, what is most sickening of all is how much power the left has in America. They are turning things that a mere 20 years ago were totally outside the bounds of acceptability and had been that way for thousands upon thousands of years. And now they have not only mainstreamed those aberrant views, like the views represented by this family or so-called family in this posting, they've made someone who adheres to the old line about this particular issue into a pariah, into some type of outlaw in society. And people aren't buying this. But why do we keep tolerating an entertainment industry, a news media, an academic establishment that supports these types of aberrant behavior and forces them down our throats on a daily basis? Why is there not an alternative media? And again, it gets back to our old friends, as you call them, the usual suspects. They're in control. They're large and in charge. Jewish power and influence controls the media, controls academia, controls the entertainment industry. And as a result of that, we continue to get the tail wagging the dog. We get the 3% ruling against the wishes of the 97% in America. How much longer is this going to last before there is just an incredible tsunami of a backlash against this, and common sense and the will of the majority of the people once again rules in America, as it did before the 1890s when Jews started to come over in large numbers in the second great wave of immigration?
Okay, that's number one. Number two, I want to cover this segment with Keith. There was a Facebook event right here in Memphis that advertised the quote-unquote beatdown of white people at a local mall. Now, this actually made local news. It made the network affiliate TV stations news here in Memphis. And it's hosted by the Memphis Flash Mob Cartel. And here's the story, Keith. A group calling themselves the Memphis Flash Mob Cartel took to social media saying they'll be at a local Memphis mall beating down people because of the color of their skin. It could be a hoax or it could really happen, but either way, it's getting reaction.
Well, they're talking about beating down white people, and the beaters were going to be black. And ironically, James and I were meeting at a nearby restaurant, at a restaurant near this particular mall, doing show prep this week. On the very same day that this crack a beatdown, as they call it, was supposed to take place. Of course, it didn't happen, but I think the authorities are getting wise to these flash mob situations, and they know how to defuse them now. But
keep in mind that right here at another shopping center just a couple of years ago, a mob of blacks did beat down a mentally disabled clerk at a local Kroger grocery store and dribbled pumpkins off of his head.
Oh, yeah, right. I was that's near my home, as a matter of fact. But see, this shows you that this is where the violence is coming. It's not coming from white people against non-whites.
This is what we talked about. I don't mean to interrupt you, but when is the alt-right ever, the alt-right who, and listen, Donald Trump, I think you're probably a good guy, but you shouldn't have cucked. And you did cuck on that interview with us, whether what you knew, when you knew it, what you didn't know, I don't know for sure. But you cucked and you shouldn't have, because we've done nothing wrong except tell the truth.
And we supported you, and quite frankly, we may have been the factor that pushed you over the edge. The alt-right, I'm not saying our show alone.
We played a role,
but the whole alt-right movement, I think, was what carried Donald Trump to the presidency.
But the alt-right has never done anything like this. And I'll ask you this, Keith, talking about the Southern Baptist Convention. Right here in Memphis is the home church of the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose own church was visited with violence by these very same people. Do you think the Southern Baptist Convention were hastily passing a resolution this week condemning the racist violence of blacks upon whites as was threatened?
Black Lives Matter people? No, see, we've come up with a new term for people like Steve Gaines and Russell Moore at the Southern Baptist Convention. They are evangeleftists. Well, these evangeleftists have taken over every denomination in Christianity. You have to find a good church home for yourself, and we may have to go to home churching just like we had to go to homeschooling in order to prevent yourself from and your family from imbibing the poison from the mainstream culture. It used to be, as A.Z. Tozer said, that the church influenced the culture. Now the culture influences and transforms the church. It's a sad day, James, and no, you're not going to see the Southern Baptists putting down Antifa or Black Lives Matter, but of course, you'll see them come against right-wing groups at every opportunity.
And just this one posting, about this event where the blacks show up and beat down any white people that they see at the local mall, that one instance in and of itself was more than the sum total of any racial violence advocated or perpetrated by members of the alt-right. So,
but they're still using Dylann Roof's situation in Charleston as an excuse to tear down Confederate monuments.
There you go. All right, well, folks, we got to take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A Democratic Fresno, California city councilman has stopped an intruder at his house. It was the second time in a week the intruder had trespassed onto the property. The first time, he stole some small things. Then the councilman confronted the intruder with a gun and asked, "What the blank are you doing here?" The intruder fled the house with the councilman behind him. Police came and captured the intruder. Senator Rand Paul is predicting that Obamacare is here to stay. While Republicans were a majority in the House and Senate during the Obama administration, they felt brave when they could demonize Obamacare without actually doing anything about it. Even though they controlled the spending, they still funded the program. Now the Republicans are in charge. They've written a bill that does not repeal Obamacare, but instead gives billions to the insurance companies. Taxes funding the program are here to stay. Regulations are still in place. Bailouts for insurance companies still around. In fact, according to Senator Paul, the GOP bill expands much of the program. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, just like a hockey team, we have to have platoon substitutions from time to time. And about halfway through the show is our shift change, typically. And with that, of course, we just passed the halfway mark of tonight's show. It's gone by fast, hasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? But Keith Alexander is out. Eddie the Bombardier Miller in for the rest of the show. And we've got a lot to cover with him as well. Scoop Stanton still to call in. Scoop is actually going to call in. Scoop's our flex guy. We have him call in now. He used to have a dedicated segment. I mean, he still has a segment every show, but it used to be the same time every week. Now we kind of flex Scoop around anytime we need him to fill in based upon how it's flowing on any given night. So Scoop's actually going to call in at the bottom of this hour. He does have an interesting topic tonight involving Anthony Cumia. Anthony Cumia, another big name that we've made news with as a result of an interview on this show. Another guy who loved everything he said and heard on our particular show until the media, of course, called him on it. And then amnesia, I guess, kicks in for some of these guys. I don't know how that is because I've got balls, and it's something every man should try having. But anyway, Eddie's in now. We'll talk to Scoop next. And then the third hour, we're going to talk about the Unite the Right rally. We've talked about it a couple of times in passing in the last couple of weeks, but we're going to break it down a little bit more in the third hour. A mix of excitement, cautious optimism, and even a little concern. And we'll break it all down in the third hour. Unite the Right coming up August 12th in Charlottesville. We've got a lot to say about that before the end of the show, but that's coming up. It's all still coming up. Eddie, so we got a segment here basically to fill, and you said you have a couple of hot topics, so I'm going to defer to you and hope that that's true. What do you got for us?
First of all, just to go back to what you said, you know, concern is very good. You know, like we said this a lot of times. You people probably heard me. You probably say, I wish the guy would never say that anymore. But, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. You know, you can't just go head over heels into some place without knowing what you're doing.
And you say this as a two-tour combat medic.
Yes. Well, listen, I got this right here for all you people who love socialized medicine. And this goes to some of my friends out in Memphis that I've had a heated battle with last week over this.
Did
Obama.
You ever patch that up, or is that still?
It's kind of halfway patched, you know. It's the patch is leaky a little bit, but I think maybe we can get it.
I don't know if you know this, ladies and gentlemen, based upon his temperament on the air, but Eddie's even more volatile in real life. This is the tame version of the Bombardier you get on the air. So sometimes his personal relationships. What's the word
for? It gets carried away. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it can cost you dearly. It's cost me great jobs in the past being escorted out.
Eddie doesn't hide his candle under a bushel. He uses the candle to set the bushel on fire.
Oh, so true, so true. Matter of fact, this story has something to do with what we were talking about last week with some of my beloved Marxists. They're really communist. And I call them flat out communist, you know, because they love the communist plaque. And, you know, the matter of fact, I have a copy of the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks, with me. I don't think we're going to have time to go over that, but if we do, I would love to cover that. But this right here, let me backtrack a little bit. Now, in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, I do not think it mentions health care. But in the modern yuppie millennials, whatever you call them, the people who love communism, the socialism, they say it's just never been tried right before. You know, we're smarter now than they used to be. We can make it work. You know, we may have to kill 10 or 20 million people. And some of them say they really do. They say, well, whatever it takes. And that's what they said back in the 30s. But let me get to this article that I'm going to cover briefly. And this goes right back to my people's beloved socialized medicine. You people may have heard of this Charlie Gard, the sick baby over in England. Well, the title of this article right here, it's real short, I'm going to read it to you. Parents of sick baby lose appeal at European Court of Human Rights. We're talking about an oxymoron, the European Court of Human Rights. It's kind of like the death panel. They have death panels over there now. Well, here's what it is. Judges in the European Court of Human Rights have rejected a plea from the parents of terminally ill baby Charlie Gard to intervene in the case. Now, when I read this, people, I want you to, if you want to, you can send in an email and tell me what's wrong with this picture. I already know. Chris Gard and Connie Yates, who were in their 30s and come from Belford, West London, wanted 10-month-old Charlie, who suffers from a rare genetic condition and has brain damage, to undergo a therapy trial in America. And by the way, we have doctors here in America that say that they can help him. They think they can help him. As a matter of fact, the latest news is they're going over to England to examine this child. But they said, no, they're not going to let him go anyway. But specialist at the Great Osmond Street Hospital in London. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this thing right here. I hope y'all can hear me okay. But specialists at the Great Osmond Street Hospital in London, where Charlie is being cared for, say the therapy proposed by a doctor in the United States is experimental and will not help the child. Anyway, they went ahead and they went to the court. They lost their legal battles. The parents lost the legal battles in the courts in London. And the courts have said, here's pretty much what they said. We don't care if you want to take your child home. We think your child's dying. They told the parents. And we realize you want to take him home to die. Well, we don't have the money to pay for his trip to your home, so he can't go. The parents said, we have the money to take him home. We want him to die at home. They said, we don't care. You're not, even if you can pay for that, you're not going to take him home. We have physicians here in America that have volunteered, so they would like to go get him, pick him up, and bring him back here to the United States. We have a much superior healthcare system in the United States, because even though we are going into a communist healthcare state, we haven't been there as long as the people in England have. Even the Pope, as low as he is, low down as he is, he has volunteered to bring that child to Italy. But here's the thing, the UK, they still say, no, we're going to keep him here. And we're going to take him off the vent, and we're really going to let him die. And a lot of you people will say, well, if he has an incurable disease, let's let him go. Well, you know what? I got news for you. That's not the purview of the state. Not in these here United States. Not under a representative republic. But let me tell you what, folks. And I have really good friends. I have one I'm going to be running with in the morning, 6 miles, who is a firm believer in socialized medicine. Just think Canada has the best medical system in the world. Well, this is what happens when you have a socialized medical system. When you let the state pay for everything you have from womb to tomb, the state must take everything you have to give you everything you want. And I promise you, I don't care how much you give the state. I don't care if the state goes to a 100% tax rate where they tax everybody 100% what they make. You're never going to get a fraction of that back. And I bet you 90% of our audience knows that. The child in a socialized state like this is no longer the child belongs to the parents. The state of England has already told them that. Hillary Clinton told people that back when she wrote her friggin' book, It Takes a Village. You know, the state says in England, and they're really gross about it, they said that, yeah, the child, the fetus, the hunk of flesh, passes through the mother. But when it comes to the mother, it belongs to us. And he may be there, the child. He, she may be with the parents for a while to be nurtured, cared, schooled, and you can pay the money. But we can take that child anytime we want. He belongs to us. That's what you get in a socialized medical system, son. If that's what you want, more power to you, but don't do it here. Hey, we have places like that. We have Venezuela, who they're riding in the streets, right? They're starving. We have Cuba, a short, 90 miles off the coast of the United States. We've got North Korea. We've got what used to be the old Soviet Union, but the old Soviet Union is more capitalistic now than we are. We have Red China. So that's the kind of system they got. So if you want to go there and live under that kind of system, more power for it to you. Okay, we're going to skip on, folks. We're going to go right over to another article here.
Well, let's just say very quickly, because we do have a break coming up.
Okay,
so we may
okay.
have to say that for the third hour.
Okay.
Although in the third hour, we're primarily going to be talking about Unite the Right. But I do want to let you know, Eddie, that one of our dear listeners in Arkansas said you were blowing smoke through his speakers.
Well, that's not good enough. We got to blow fire through that speaker, baby. Fire, I'm telling you.
You didn't
thank
blow
you
smoke
so much.
At Charlie, did you? You blew napalm.
That's right. Napalm. You know what? I like that new third generation napalm. It makes that other stuff look like a Roman candle.
You want to light Eddie up, no pun intended. You start talking about napalm and you just see his eyes glisten. You remember those days, don't you?
Yes, I do. Like they say, boy, God, I love this. You know what I love?
Did you actually ever save anybody as a medic?
I think one time. I think the one that the guy that I couldn't get to, he died before I got there. He lived for another 5 minutes. If I'd have been there, he probably died. But I tell you what, I do love more than napalm. I love the smell of diesel fuel coming off of armored personnel carriers at night. God, I love that diesel fuel.
All right, we'll be back.
Better than mother's milk.
Scoop is up next.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-7777. 6397.
Okay, folks, last segment of the second hour, and we have Scoop Stanton calling in for his nightly contribution. Scoop has got a good segment tonight. Not that he normally doesn't, but when I was texting with Scoop earlier today, I said, what do you want to cover tonight? And he told me, and I said, now that's a good segment. So with that being said, take it away, Scoop.
Thank you, James, and good evening, Political Cesspool family. Well, today is an anniversary, James. 10 years ago, yours truly made it out to the Beanfield in Millington, Tennessee.
Was today the day?
It's either the 14th or 15th of July. But it's 10 years ago.
Eddie's just getting mic'd back up. He was getting a drink up front. Eddie, Scoop said it was 10 years ago today. That he appeared at the Beanfield, and we went out and sang karaoke after the show that night. That was back when we were still broadcasting five nights a week. 10 years ago today.
No kidding.
I'm glad somebody has a memory right here, man. I can remember yesterday some, but I do remember that karaoke. Yeah, I really do.
We sang Run Around Sue by Dion, me, you, Winston, and Scoop.
And I knew about a third of the words, man.
In karaoke, they actually have a TV monitor that gives you the words, so there's no excuse. Anyway, I didn't know that, Scoop. I mean, I knew it had been a while, but, you know, we're big on anniversaries around here, God knows. So thanks for bringing that to our attention. But I know you got a lot to cover tonight. So
Scoop came from Baroda, Spain, all the way to see us.
That's right, from Spain.
Right. Well, anyway, all right, back to business. Well, it's been a wild one in the world of satellite radio. First, Greg Opie Hughes, one half of the world-famous Opie and Anthony team, was finally fired. He was almost fired 3 years to the day when his partner, 20 years, Anthony Filmio, was fired from SiriusXM. There was no reason given why he was fired, but the writing was on the wall. Sirius had changed the name of the channel from the Opie and Anthony channel to the Opie channel to what's known as The Faction, a channel named for unpopular radio host Jason Ellis, who has done nothing for 10, 15, 20 years. Then, Anthony Cumia was permanently suspended from Twitter. According to IntelliBang.com, the Twitter ban stemmed from some social justice warrior talking trash about the firing of Opie Hughes, and then Cumia was angry at the woman for getting all the facts wrong, and more or less, Cumia insulted the woman, said she knew nothing about what the story was, called her a old fat tranny, and stated that her hair was the color of a woman's time of the month. And this is all done in 120 characters. Now, finally, in the world of satellite radio, I called out our favorite cuckold radio host, Andrew Wilkow. And Wilkow is just like every other conservative host, posting to support law enforcement. Yeah, I back the cops. I'm for the cops. And then he takes it one step further, saying he talks to cops all the time. It's like he goes on raids, does rides while I sit in the back seat of the squad car and help put cuffs on people. Now, with the
Eddie was going to do that with Paul Babiou.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Sheriff Babiou would put the cuffs on Eddie for a totally different reason, but we won't even go
there. Yeah, Ride Along would have a totally different meaning. Anyway.
Anyways, with the murder of police officer Neil Stosis, a familiar in the Bronx, and also New York State Trooper Joel Davis in upstate New York that was shot and killed by a soldier, I was upset that Wilkow didn't mention any of this. So I called him out on his airtime, and that's why he hasn't mentioned the brutal murder of Familia or the trooper in New York State that was shot by a soldier. He said that he was going to mention it and how Bill de Blasio left town in the time of crisis. Then I asked him, why doesn't he have local PV representatives on the air? Wilcock responded that union reps are politicians and do not raise a ruckus with the political leadership because they have to negotiate contract benefits, things like that. Well, this tells me how much exactly Wilkow is in touch with the Boys and Girls in Blue. The Nassau County, New York PBA president has his own radio show where our own Sean Bergen was a guest. Also, New York City Patrolman Delighted Association president Pat Lynch is always talking to the press about different issues affecting the rank and file of New York's finest, especially with Bill de Blasio. And now, the Sergeant's Benevolent Association is fighting for one of their own, Sergeant Hugh Berry, who's being railroaded for shooting a lady swinging a bat up in the Bronx. Now, Wilco did tell me he had retired cops such as Bo Deedle, who more or less promotes himself, and retired Detective Bill Stanton, no relation. Then I told him he needed a book retired officer James Lancey, who has a cop, who is a cop's cop and wrote the book at Downtown White Police. He thanked me for the call and hung up. Well, I wasn't done. I went to Twitter and called him out again. I asked him if he ever mentioned a 1013 or attended a 1013 or smoker, which are fundraisers for first responders. Or I've asked him if he's done anything outside of work to help an MOS, which is jargon for a member of the service, or officer of the law. Of course, no response. So unlike this show, where we go above and beyond helping our law enforcement, Will Kyle does nothing. So anyone that does listen to Will Kyle, let them know that he does nothing for cops. Another thing about Will Kyle is that he wants to be the alpha male, but isn't. He talks about his rigorous workout routine, his gun collection, his camouflage ball caps, his Ford Raptor pickup truck, or wearing combat boots covering his feet that never saw combat. Eddie's boots were in the swamp in Vietnam. Sean Berger's boots were on a flight deck. My boots were on deck plates and engine rooms on naval vessels. Did he ever serve? No. Did he strap on a gunner badge? Nope. A volunteer fireman? Unlikely. Or did he face down thousands of people standing up for his beliefs? Probably not. Or anything that makes a real man? Nope. So, again, Will Kyle earns the aptly named title, Cup Servant. James, Eddie, back to you.
Scoop, as you are wont to do, you covered a lot of ground in that segment, and we'll just unpack it from the top. So everyone remembers, well, maybe not everyone, but there was at one time a very popular radio show called the Opie and Anthony Show. Well, Anthony Cumia of the Opie and Anthony crew was fired 3 years ago after he beat up a black woman in New York, which was, I believe, in self-defense. And
James, no, he did not touch the woman. The woman attacked him. He just went on Twitter,
okay,
his outrage and the savage behavior. He did not.
That's
touch the
right.
Woman.
You are correct. I stand corrected.
It was Scoop that beat the black woman.
Yeah, it
up.
Was Scoop. You are correct, Scoop. I stand corrected. You are right. It had been 3 years since I had visited that store. You are correct. I stand corrected on that. So that was the store. Now I thought it was Anthony had struck her in self defense, but in fact it was he didn't touch her at all. She had struck him, and but that was still enough. That's still assault according to now. In either case, I knew he was guilty of no wrongdoing. But yes, so that puts history in accord with the facts, as the Barnes Review likes to say. And so Anthony Cumia was fired for that. Anthony Cumia, after being fired from Sirius XM Satellite Radio, came on the Political Cesspool. We had a fantastic show. That is another interview that some of our loyal fans have posted to YouTube. And, of course, it still remains in our broadcast archive. We've replayed it maybe once or twice since then. After Anthony was banned from Twitter this week for reasons Scoop just stated, we reposted it at least to our Twitter account. But it was a great interview. Anthony loved it so much he invited us up for drinks. He wanted to have a beer with us. And then, of course, we were called a racist by the media, and he cut tail and run. But, hey, that puts him in the camp with Trump Jr., so it can't be all bad. Andrew Wilkow, that's another one. Andrew Wilkow. That's another satellite radio personality whose traffic we stomp on the internet. But he, at one time, Scoop called into the Will Kyle show, and he wouldn't even let Scoop on the show because I am a white supremacist, in his words. Now, this is supposed to be some tough guy conservative. I love fake tough guys, Eddie. Let me tell you that. I love a fake tough guy. Let me tell you this. Andrew Wilkow was at the Republican National Convention with me. We went through security side by side. Let me tell you one thing he didn't do. He didn't call me a white supremacist to my face, Eddie. Does that surprise you?
I'm shocked.
Well, anyway, so there's all of that. And anyway, so the Opie and Anthony crew is completely kaput now. Anthony went first. Now Opie's done. And Andrew Wilkow's still a cuck. I guess that's pretty much your segment, right? Am I missing anything, Scoop?
Hey, James, here's another thing about Will Kyle. When Cumia got fired, he said nothing. When Hughes got fired, he still said nothing. But here's the thing. Anthony's doing gangbusters on his internet network, and rumor has it that Hughes is actually negotiating with Anthony to do his own show. But Hughes will be back. He's got no.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. Now, I know you were always bigger into the Opie and Anthony crew than I was. In fact, I didn't even know who Anthony Cumia was until he came on the show and I looked him up. You had told me that he was a big name, and I later looked it up after he had appeared, and we started getting news from it. But no, I mean, they are mainstream figures nonetheless. So Cumia certainly has set up his own camp and has his own cottage industry now, doing his internet radio show. And so is Opie going to be reunited with Cumia or do his separate show on the Cumia internet family program?
It's yet to be determined. Like I said before, Hughes has numerous offers. In fact, Liberty News Radio reached out to Hughes, but came back short via Twitter, of course. But they haven't said anything. He said he's in negotiations with Cumia's camp and other people. He wouldn't mind going to Cumia's camp, but in terms of like the opening anti-show coming back, we don't know.
Hey, bottom line is, though, there's those ties again, ladies and gentlemen, between Anthony Cumia, Andrew Wilkow. We are the Nexus. We're involved with everybody. Well, at least according to the press. Whether real or imagined, our name's still out there. Thank you, Scoop, for your contributions tonight. We'll talk to you next week, brother. We love you. Third hour still coming up. Stay tuned for that, everybody else.
Don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.